Ashley Easter.
And I'm Charlie Grantham, and you're listening to Serendipity,
the podcast where we explore everyday magic all around us. Hey, welcome back to the Serendipity podcast. Today, we are going to be doing a mini episode where Charlie's going to be sharing a serendipitous story. I love these mini episodes because we just get to focus on something serendipitous, and you can watch it, like listen to it or watch it on our YouTube channel, you know, in just a short amount of time, like if you're putting on your makeup or, you know, driving from one place to the other. I just think it's a lot of fun to do these short ones. And so, Charlie, what do you got for us today?
Okay. This is a really fun story. And I just want to start by saying I might not get every single detail right.
Okay.
Cause there's like there's different storylines in this.
Yeah.
But the overall like point of the story is true. It's correct.
Okay.
Okay. So Nate's grandpa, his dad's dad was like really good at baseball. And this is where one of those things where I'm like, I don't know if this is accurate, but I want to say he told me he was in like the minor league. Maybe like he was like pretty good. So that part might not be right, but that's what I remember. And so, he actually played, it was in Kansas, and it was in, this story starts in 1963. I don't know what his like positioning was or anything like that, but the point of it is that he didn't have kids yet. Like Nate's dad, I think wasn't even born yet.
Okay.
And so just some technical stuff, because I didn't really know this, a grand slam in baseball is like the best thing you can get.
Okay.
It basically means like all the bases are loaded and then a home run is hit. So you get like four runs from one hit.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's actually pretty rare to happen. That's like, I Googled about this. It's like pretty rare for it to happen. So it doesn't happen that often. And it's just like super exciting. That's why it's called a grand slam. Okay. I knew of the grand slam as I think, a Waffle House entree, but apparently it's probably named after the baseball. So anyway, it was 1963, and Nate's grandpa, he ended up hitting a grand slam. Like he, you know, had a grand slam. And so it was like this big deal, and somebody on the team or whatever went and picked up the baseball that he hit the grand slam with. And like, I think he wrote on it, like Nate's grandpa's name, which was Roy Horton. And then it said Grand Slam 7/10/1963. So anyway, fast forward, at some point his dad, Nate's dad, was under like 5 years old, like maybe four. He doesn't quite remember, but like that guy came over who picked up the baseball and said, "Hey, like I saved this. And I thought maybe you would want it because your son might appreciate it someday." And like he took it and like really cool. I mean, this is a cool story in and of itself. But fast forward a few decades, or maybe like more than a few. And Nate and I get engaged and we like pick a date and we call his dad and tell him, and he asks what is the date? And we say July 10th, 2016. And he was like, "Oh my gosh." And he remembered the story. And so he gave us the baseball that says his grandpa's name. It says Grand Slam on our anniversary, basically, like so many years before, you know, July 10th. And we didn't know that. Like, I, of course, did not know that story. And so it's crazy that that happened on the exact day that then we got married, like, I mean, however many years later, you know, like over 50 years later. It's it's just, it's incredible, especially like the grand slam. I don't know. I just like it. Cause it's like, you know, we hit a grand slam with our relationship. Nate's grandpa hit a literal grand slam. And so it's just a really cool story. And I think it's really special to have that like connection. And, so it's fun to have the baseball too, cause it's like reminds us of the serendipitous story. So I just, when I remember that, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that is such a serendipitous story." Like, I feel like, and these are the same grandparents that episodes ago, I said we found a wedding picture where they had the same wedding cake topper.
Right. No
as
way.
As my grandparents. Oh my and gosh. That. Yeah. So like, that's what's, yeah, that's like really crazy.
That is amazing. No, I love that. And it's like kind of the idea of the Matrix is that like we're living in a big computer system. Mm-hmm. And when you look at coding for computer, it's like all numbers. Uh-huh. And I don't know. I just think that that is so amazing how like all these numbers are adding up, all these synchronicities. And I don't know. There's just so many reasons I think you and Nate are supposed to be together. And I love how you keep getting these little like confirmations, mm-hmm. even things that happened like 50 years ago. Like,
right.
Who would have thought? Like, I'm sure when he hit that grand slam, he didn't even cross his mind that he would have, what is it, great grandchildren?
Grandchildren. Yeah. It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he would have grandchildren that would get married.
I was about to say, Ashley, don't start with the great grandchildren. But yeah, no, I'm sure it did not.
It was Nate's dad's grandfather, but it was his father.
Yeah. It was this. Yeah. but yeah, no, I feel the same way. Like he wouldn't have even maybe like thought of it. And what's also cool is we've said this before, like you kind of uh-huh. brought it up about the wedding cake topper because Nate's dad is adopted. And so like all the pieces of the puzzles that like came together and like all, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, cause at that point he wasn't born, he wasn't adopted like yet. And so, it just feels meant to be like it all just feels meant to be. And so I love that type of stuff. And I was so excited to share that, especially it's fun to have like a prop, like to be like, yeah. I don't know if you can see like,
yes. Oh my really God. I can see it. Oh, that yeah. So cool.
So cool.
I love that. We'll definitely like post a picture of that baseball
okay.
On Instagram, because I know people are going to want to see it for sure. Oh, that was such a good story. I mean, gosh, I love serendipitous stories.
I know. Same. Oh. And yeah, if you have a serendipitous story, write in, let us know. I think if you've been listening for a while, you know, we have an email pod.serendipity@gmail.com or our Instagram at serendipity.pod. We would love to share your story on the show.
Yes. Please send them in, because we live for these things. But yeah, come back with us next week. We're going to have another magical episode and you're not going to want to miss it. So see you there.
Yeah. Bye.